Let's get a look at the growing areas forecast here as we bring in meteorologist Drew Lerner. Drew, how are we doing this morning?
Well, I think we're doing all right. Yesterday was kind of a gloomy day across parts of the Midwest. That fog in the morning and didn't really clear off very good in the afternoon. And we're doing it all over again today from parts of Missouri and Iowa all the way into Michigan and parts of western Ohio. Kind of a repeat of the old scenario here. So today's not necessarily going to be a real beautiful day, but it is going to be dry for the most part. Now, there could be a little bit of drizzle and a couple of very spotty, brief sprinkles of rainfall in this cloud cover that we've got across the heart of the Midwest, but we should not expect to see any kind of serious rainfall coming from any of this, and it will be basically a dry day. Our temperatures are going to still be a little on the mild side across portions of the region, but all of the cloud cover is actually associated with a warming trend that is going to be impacting all of the Midwest as we move forward through the balance of this week, and we'll expect to see the temperatures are turning up this afternoon already into some 70-degree readings, and we'll expect tomorrow afternoon to see 60s in the north and 70s in the south, might even hit 80 degrees in southern Illinois and southern Indiana, parts of western Kentucky. And as we move on into the Thursday-Friday time period, we're going to see a little seesaw in temperatures. On Thursday afternoon, it'll get very warm. It'll be in 70s and lower 80s across a big part of the Midwest, excluding the far north, where some cooler air will be seeping into the region. Some 50 and 60-degree readings will likely take place at that point in time. As we move into Friday, though, that cooler air will work its way southward, and we'll have a real quick one day of 50s and 60s occurring across the Midwest, maybe a few lower 70s down near the Ohio River. But we'll turn right around and start warming things back up again as we get into Saturday and Sunday. And by the time we get to the end of the weekend, it'll be balmy warm again across the region. And the best news of all, of course, is we don't have a lot of precipitation in the pipeline. We have a weak cool front that will bring in that cooler air. That frontal system will push across the region from late Wednesday into early Friday morning. So depending on where you are in the Midwest, you'll see that frontal system come whipping through. And as it does come along, it's going to be so fast-moving that the rain amounts are going to be quite limited. We'll start off with some showers in the western Corn Belt probably on Wednesday evening going into Thursday morning. This will be from Nebraska to Minnesota. And by the time we get to, let's say, sometime on Thursday evening, the showers will occur from Missouri to western Michigan, including a fair amount of Illinois. And then as we get into Friday morning, we'll probably see the precipitation pushing through Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. A tenth of an inch to maybe 5 or 6 tenths of an inch of moisture is about all that we can expect out of the front. We'll be right back into the dry after that. And, of course, the temperatures cool off temporarily and then turn right around and warm back up. The next opportunity for rain will hold off until sometime, oh, gosh, probably the latter part of next week. So we'll have a good stretch of good harvest conditions across the region. Now, there's a lot of interest in the marketplace right now for South America. And the concern is that some of the northern Brazilian crop areas, which are normally first at planting soybeans, are running dry and very warm to hot right now. About 3% of the Mato Grosso crop is in the ground, whereas in the southern areas, in Paraná, for instance, 16% of the soybean crop is already in the ground. That's way ahead of schedule for them, and they're plenty moist. The outlook for Brazil is for a continuation of rain to occur mostly in southern Brazil and kind of dryish in the north until we get to the weekend. And then during the weekend, we will see an improvement in planting conditions in Mato Grosso as we get a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity to take place. Argentina looks fairly mixed right now. It's a little bit dry in some pockets there as well, could use some better rains in some of the west. But for the most part, it's not a bad scenario for either of these countries. And we're also watching hard red winter wheat country in the U.S. So we still have pockets out there that are a little bit too dry, and there's not much rain in the pipeline. It's going to get very warm for a while. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew. Thanks a lot. Have yourself a great day.
You too.